played. I mean, I think
Tachner dictating a 6-minute walk test on Joseph Barnett. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward on 125-23. Mr. Barnett performed 6-minute walk test period prior to ambulating a urinary saturation with 96% period. After walking 392 meters in 6 minutes, saturation remained 96% period, and bag of compression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lydia Clanton. This goes to the VA on 125-23. Mrs. Clanton performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was severely impaired without significant airways obstruction, period. Although the air velocity index was less than 1, comma, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period, of bag of compression, severe restriction, without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Lydia Clanton. This goes to the VA. On 125-23, Mrs. Clanton performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99%, period. After walking 405 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 97%, period. Of bag of compression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Fred Calder, C-A-U-L-D-E-R. This goes to Deborah Varnum, comma, FNP, on 125-23. Mr. Calder performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, and the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/13/22, there's been no change, period. There's no improvement after bronchodilators, period, of bag of compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Alcoria King. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 125-23, Mrs. Alcoria performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period, prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, without significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/30/22, there's been no change, period, of bag of compression, minimal restriction, without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on James Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 125-23, Mr. Knight performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/23/22, there's been no significant change, period, no bag of compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression, period. Thank you.